الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for himself and he created this dunya for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about our creation, ما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah said, I have not created the insan and the jinn for anything other than my ibadah. So Allah created us for himself, to worship him. And about this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, for whatever is in the heavens and the earth, I have made this musakhar to you. I have made this, given this in your control. I have made this for you, it is created for you. So the dunya, the world is created for us, the universe is created for us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Not only the earth. The entire universe is created for us and we are created for Allah. I think all the confusion of our lives happens because we forget this essential relationship. And instead of doing what we are created to do, we run behind something which is created for us. Now the usul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made is that if you do what you have been created to do, that which was created for you will do what it is supposed to do. But if you change it, and if you run behind what is created for you, first of all it makes no sense, because that is created for you, why should you run behind it? But if you run behind it, then that thing runs away. If you run behind it, it runs away from you. If you don't run behind it, it comes to you. This is the usul of the dunya. This is the usul of this life. What we were created to do, if we do, then what was created for us will do what it is created for. That's why somebody asked Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, they said, why are you so content? And why is it that you seem to have no stress? And why are you not, you know, parishan? So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, he said there are four reasons. Firstly, he said that I know that nobody else will do what I am supposed to do. So I do what I have been created for, which is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my job. I was made for this, so I do it. And as we know, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only restricted to salah and dhikrullah and fasting. And it's ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to live this whole life according to the sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hasan al-Basri said rahmatullah alayh that I do what I am supposed to do because I know that nobody else can do that for me. Someone else cannot pray salah for me, someone else cannot fast. I have to do my own stuff. He said, as far as the dunya is concerned, he said, I know that what has been written for me, nobody else can take. What Allah has written for me, no one else can eat. So I'm not bothered about that. What is written for me has to come to me. There is no way it can go to anybody else because it is not written for that person. And remind me to tell you a story just now about this. So he says, what was written for me will come to me. Nobody can take it. And he said, third thing is that I am ashamed to do any sin because I know that Allah is watching. 24/7 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So he said, how can I commit any sin because Allah is watching? Those who smoke cigarettes, obviously they should not smoke, whether they do it in secret or private. But even the ones who do smoke, if they have absolutely any manners, if they have absolutely any izzat, any sharam, any haya, any shame, they will not smoke in front of their parents. Even though the parents might know that, you know, because the stink of cigarettes precedes you. So parents might know, but despite that, people will not smoke. There's some, I'm saying somebody who does that has absolutely no haya, nothing. He's totally shameless. But anyone with any issues will not do it. So we don't even do these things, something which we consider to be wrong. We do not even do it in front of our own elders. How can we do it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah said, I do not commit sin because I know Allah is watching. And the fourth thing he said is that I know that one day I have to meet Allah. So I prepare for this. Now imagine this, what a wonderful, attitude towards life, which shows a complete understanding of the reality of life, that we have been created for Allah and the world is created for us. Don't chase the world, what is written for you will come to you. Do what you have to do, but don't chase it. And talking about that, I told you, I'll tell you a story. Just the other day, I was coming from Bombay to Hyderabad. And my client very kindly on Indigo, when they booked my ticket, they also booked a corporate meal. So you have to pay extra to get a corporate meal. So my seat number was 12. It was the emergency row because you get more leg room and all that. So I was sitting in my seat. Just as the plane was about to take off, a man who was sitting in the 9th row, he got up and came and sat in the 12th row because the row was empty. I was at the window. The aisle seat was empty. So he got up from the 9th row and he came and sat in the 12th row. So once the plane leveled off and so on, and the stewardesses, they brought out the food tray, this lady came up to the 12th row and she asked the man, sir, what would you like to have? So he told her he wanted some sandwiches, this and some drink and whatnot. So she gave it to him. And he started eating. She passed the 12th row and she went to about the 13th or 14th row. Then she saw me sitting in the 12th row. She turned around and said, can I see your boarding pass? So I showed her the boarding pass. The boarding pass has the coupon of the corporate meal. So she saw that. And I could see her face change. She got a sort of shock. And then she asked this man, she said, sir, what is your seat number? So he pulled out, his seat number is in the 9th row because he just came and sat in the 12th row. So now, obviously, she had made a mistake. The meal that was supposed to be for me, she gave it to him. And he ate it. And he was eating it, it was half eaten. So she asked me, she said, sir, what would you like to have? So I told her what I wanted. She didn't have it. She said, sir, I'm extremely sorry. There were all these corporate meals, there was only one left which is gone. And she said, if you want some, there were some chips or something. She said, if you want that, I have that. Corn chips, you can have the corn chips. Now, I took the corn chips. And she can't figure out why I'm looking so happy. Right? She thought I will be angry. I will tell her what kind of thing you should check the boarding pass before you give. Because she gave my meal to this man. Right? So she can't figure out why I'm sorry. But I was so happy because I said, here is my Rabb showing me his Qudrat. That he made me pay for the meal of someone I didn't even know. Imagine, my client paid, I didn't pay. I'm saying, I paid for the meal of someone I did not even know. And that man who ate the food, he didn't plan to eat the food. Because if he had planned to eat the food, he would have booked that meal. Because on Indigo, you don't get a meal unless you have already booked for it. Right? So he didn't expect to get the food. He got the food, he ate the food, he paid nothing for the food. I paid the food and I didn't eat the food. Ajib the khudratawala. And imagine, that food was written for that man. And it was written for me that I should pay. Imagine. Hafiz bhai said, aap se Allah ta'ala 35,000 feet pe sadqa bhi karai bole. Ajeeb qudrat Allah ta'ala ki. Tumhara Allah ki ishaar hai. Dekhe we have to. So seriously we have to, I always remind myself that we must see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us his signs every day of our lives. If we live with our eyes and ears open, and if we can take some ibrat from life, every day, rose kuch na kuch dikhta. Every day you see something or the other which happens and which you have to praise Allah, Alhamdulillah. So this is my reminder for myself and you, that let us keep the order of things as it has been created. What has been created for us will come to us, no need to chase it. Do what you have to do. I'm not saying sit in the house. No, do what you have to do, but don't chase it. Don't get worried and stressed about it. And what we have to do, ensure that we do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His ibadah. Make sure that we do our job. And the degree to which we do our job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order that which has been created for us to serve us. We were created to serve Allah. The world was created to serve us. Let us not lower our own waqar and our own izzah by serving the world. We were not created for that. That thing is supposed to be the shoe. You know, my ustad used to say that the shoe, no matter how expensive it is, you don't put it on your head. And your topi, no matter how cheap it is, you don't put it on your foot. You don't take your topi and clean your shoes. If somebody did that, you might even say that my topi, actually I'm going to put it in the wash because it needs to be washed. And before I put it in the wash, anyway it's getting washed. My shoes need to be cleaned, I have nothing. I'll use my cap, my topi to polish my shoes, then I will wash it. If somebody does that, what will you say to him? Even if he tells you, even if he justifies and says, you know, after all the topi has to be washed. You say, what kind of an idiot? I mean, what behavior is this? You know, you take something which you put on, even if you have to wash it. It is not even a dirty cap, you will not use it to clean your shoes. And no matter how beautifully polished the shoe is, you will not put it on your head. That is the dunya is the shoe on your foot. No matter how expensive. I'm not saying walk barefoot. No. Don't walk barefoot. Use your shoes. But use the shoe in the place it is supposed to be used, not on your head. Don't carry the shoe in your hand and walk barefoot. No. The shoe is meant for the foot. Wear it on the feet. Keep it at the feet. The shoe is good for you. You are good for the shoe. Take the shoe from the foot, carry it in your hand, hang it around your ears, put it on your head. That is not the position of the shoe. No matter how expensive it is. The position of the cap is on the head, no matter how cheap it is. And that is the thing that I remind myself and you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the haqqaiq and see the realities of life and to live our life in a way which is pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to save us from all forms of tests and to keep us safe from the tests and to enter us into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.